This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare and tourism, among other sectors, have been presented to Varanasi today, which will not only improve quality of life of the people, but also create employment opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years with objectives of improving services for the people and generating jobs for the youth through investments. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who was also present at the event, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for presenting this Diwali gift of development to the people. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudham Temple and beautification and redevelopment of parks. Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Jagadguru Sri Shankar Vijendra Saraswati Swamigal of Kanchi Kamkoti Peetham, Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. The Prime Minister listed out various initiatives of the central government in healthcare, providing cheap and affordable treatment to people. He cited the establishment of over 5,500 Ayushman Arogya temples in Purvanchal in last 10 years, which have made medicines more affordable, reducing average spending on drugs by 25%. During the event, the Kanchi Shankaracharya lauded Prime Minister Modi's developmental efforts. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the government is taking necessary steps to ensure high quality and affordable healthcare facilities to all. Addressing the Bihar and Jharkhand Medical Forum conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda highlighted that government is committed to implementing a comprehensive health policy that provides holistic, inclusive, preventive, curative and rehabilitative care to all. The minister said the two states have taken significant leap in preventive health care in the past few years. Mr. Nadda informed that there are 1.73 lakh high-quality Ayushman Arogya Mandirs in the country. The BJP has released the first list of 99 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will contest from Nagpur South West Assembly seat, while Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the party candidate from Kamthi. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Elections to the 288-member State Assembly will be held in a single phase on 20th of next month. The counting of votes will take place on 23rd of November. For Jharkhand Assembly elections, 70 seats will be shared by Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and the Congress under the INDIA block seat sharing formula, while 11 seats will be given to RJD and CPI-ML. In Jharkhand, illegal materials and cash worth over 3 crore 15 lakh rupees have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of assembly elections. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar stated that authorities have been instructed to strictly enforce the model code of conduct. In Bihar, the opposition Grand Alliance has announced its candidates for the upcoming by-election in 4 assembly seats. According to the seat-sharing formula, RJD will contest Imamganj, Belaganj and Ramgarh seat, whereas CPI-ML will contest Tarari seat. On the other hand, NDA has also declared its candidates for all 4 seats of the by-election. JDU to contest from Belaganj and Hindustani Awam Morcha from Imamganj seat. Yesterday, BJP had declared its nominees for Tarari and Ramgarh assembly segments. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated Great Britain 6-4 in the group stage match of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia today. Dilraj Singh and Shardanand Tiwari scored 2 goals each for the team, while other goals came through sticks of Mohammad Kunaindad and Manmeet Singh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.